Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast. Today, episode 10, we're going to cover two ways to track your progress. So this episode is going to cover how to track progress on your journey to physical freedom, or anything else, to be honest. And when we go through the two ways to track progress, you're going to see the utility of each one, and then which one is the most important. And usually, it's the most overlooked one too. So this information is coming from Physical Freedom One-to-One Coaching Program. Clients in there get an education hub. This is one of the modules on the resilient body section. So a few questions here, like if these questions are ringing bells for you, this is the stuff that you need to listen to. So people who are like sick of thinking you're getting bits of progress here and there, but then you're kind of going back to the way that you were, like you're trying things for months and years, this program, that yoga class or this course or whatever, or things on YouTube and Instagram, but when you step back and look at your progress over months or years, you're basically in the same position. So that's what happened to me. And all the content I put out, like even in my coaching programs, it's all aimed at the younger me. So if that's you, like not getting the progress that you want, there's lots of reasons for it. But one of the big bottlenecks for that happening to you is because you don't know how to actually track your own progress. Because if you did, you wouldn't be here. You would have saw that the certain things that weren't working, you'd pivot after, you know, giving it the 6 or 12 weeks and you'd move on to something else. But if you're like me, I stayed at the same thing for years and years, didn't get the progress that I wanted. So here, we're going to basically show you how to be the Sherlock Holmes of your own body, figure out these mysteries that you can't at the moment, and track progress towards your physical freedom. So, starting off from this, like I just said there, Sherlock Holmes, why am I bringing him in here? I love attaching analogies to any information that I'm sharing because it helps you to remember it. But that's the one that I thought of on my own journey. What did I really want to be? I wanted to be the Sherlock Holmes for my own body, like figure out these mysteries to me of, you know, why I'm getting pain, what that is, how do I get my physical freedom back? Like lots of different things, which I'll cover in different episodes, and I'll link some resources at the bottom for things around pain. But for this one, yeah, how to track my own progress, because I had no clue about it. So Sherlock Holmes, why do we want to be like him? If you don't know him, he's the famous detective, so fictional famous detective, can come in and solve any mystery. But when we think of him, why is he the best detective? And two things come up, okay? So he's excellent at observation, and he's also excellent at deduction. Okay, so these are two very important points, which we're going to link into and show you how to use them to track your own progress. So for observation, I'll even bring up the definitions here. It's good to actually see exactly what certain words mean, because we can get kind of confused when we aren't sure. Okay, so for observation, where are we? Here we are. Yeah, observation. So it's the action or process of closely observing or monitoring something or someone. So basically, for our body, it's learning how to closely monitor the body and pick up the signals that it's given us. Okay, then on the deduction is deriving of a conclusion by reasoning. Okay, so that's basically using logic to find out the answer. So for observation, that's straightforward enough. Like it's about learning how to monitor the body, pick up on the signals. The deduction used to confuse me. So if you're getting a bit confused by that, you could think of it like subtraction. Okay, like a sum, addition and subtraction. Deduction, subtraction, it's similar. So you would have the situation at the top, then the information you get through your observation, you subtract that away from it, and now you're left with the answer. And the answer is basically getting you closer to the truth. So just like in his mysteries, just like with the body, there's no one perfect answer. That's why I like the Sherlock Holmes analogy. You just get closer and closer to the truth through observing and deducing, which is what the best detective in the world does to figure out these mysteries. So like you could think of it, another analogy that helps here for me, think of like a big marble block. What you do by observing and deducing is like you're chipping away at the bits that aren't true. And then slowly, over time, that bit's not true, yeah, try that, that doesn't work. And you keep chipping away at it. Over time, you're left with the statue underneath, you know, the truth of what you're actually trying to find out. Okay, so that's what we're going to try and do now. We're going to bring the two amazing skills that Sherlock Holmes has to figure out mysteries. We're going to bring that over towards the body. Okay, so on the observation, this is what I teach clients how to do. So I teach clients how to observe and monitor their own body. And then I do the deducing first. And that's why I'm their coach. I am the one who has learned, you know, taught myself how to do this. And I'm the one who puts the pieces together for them. But other clients who want to learn both, I teach them how to do that through the way I coach. And I show them how I do everything. And some people have even gone on to become coaches now after this as well, once they see the process and how it can be done. So going on from that then, what we're just going to cover today is the observation part. So I'm going to skip onto the observation part now, leave out the deducing, because it'll go on for too long. So on the observation, what are two things that you can track, you know, when you're observing, when you're monitoring your own body? The two things are objective feedback and then subjective feedback. Okay, so a lot of people, as you'll see, probably know objective but not subjective. And this can be used for your physical freedom, like I said, but for anything else in your life too. So it's a good way of looking at life. So objective progress, what is that? That is the progress that you and everyone else can see. Okay, the subjective progress is different because only you can see it, nobody else can. So that's the tough one. Okay, so with objective progress, you can see it and everybody else can see it. Okay, so two quick examples to make sure you fully understand it. Like in the gym, I'm going squatting and I was squatting 80 kg. In a few weeks' time, I'm squatting 85 kg. I can see that I've added 5 kg to the bar. Everyone else can also see that I've added 5 kg to the bar. So I know I'm getting progress. Everyone else knows I'm getting progress because it's objective. Anyone can see it. Or same with like mobility. I was trying to touch my toes. I could only get down as far as my knees. Over time, I can now touch my toes. I can see the mobility progress, so can everyone else. Okay, so it's very clear. That's the main thing with objective progress. It's very clear, and it's the one that's popularized in the world. You know, like, what did you get in your exams? It's not like, how did you feel and all this. It's like, no, what's your result in the exams? You do jiu-jitsu, okay, what belt are you? You're in the gym, what do you lift, bro? Like, it's all objective progress that we want. And that's for good reason, too. It gives you a quick judge of, like, how competent a person is at whatever it is that you're asking them. So there is use for it. Obviously, there'll be ego reasons in there too. But that's the kind of main one that most people know. Then we go over to subjective progress. Okay, this is one not a lot of people understand. I definitely didn't. The subjective one, like I said, you feel you can see the progress, but nobody else can. Only if you tell them. So this is the opposite of objective because it's very vague. And if you don't understand the stuff I'm going to go through now, you probably aren't able to track this sort of progress. So examples of this one. We'll stick with the same two examples. Okay, so the squat, I was squatting 80 kg. Now after a few weeks, instead of going up to 85 kg, I have a different plan. I wanted to still squat the same reps and the same sets of 80 kg because I want to be more comfortable with it, like focus on the form. So then a few weeks later, what do other people think? Oh, Mark was squatting 80 kg for 3 sets of 5. We'll say now, a few weeks later, he's still squatting 80 kg for 3 sets of 5. He's not progressing. He obviously doesn't have a great program, whatever. But what's the truth? A few weeks ago, it used to be like 8 out of 10 in terms of effort. Now, it's actually like 5 out of 10 in terms of effort. That is literally the definition of strength progress too. Like, that is strength progress. Lifting the same weights, but your effort has gone down. So, as you can see there, that's progress, but it's subjective. Only I can actually know that. Nobody else can. So this is where it's more vague. So for example, if I didn't know that much about my body and about progress, other people could tell me I'm not improving, and I might believe them. And then that doesn't help with motivation and, you know, all the confusion that we mentioned at the start. But the truth is I have got progress. It's just subjective progress. So, and then, like, let's say with the mobility example, you know, I was trying to touch the floor and I could only get down as far as my knees. But let's say working on different mobility, that over the 3 weeks, or it wouldn't be 3 weeks, we'll just say whatever, you know, instead of getting further down towards the floor that everybody could see, maybe my hip pain has gone down. I amn't more like objectively mobile, but subjectively I feel better. My chronic pain has gone down from 60% to 10%, and now I can drive to work without having to pull over and stop. You know, I can sit at my desk for 4 hours instead of 2 hours without having to get up, etc. So again, other people could say, your mobility isn't working, you're not getting progress. But what's the truth? You are getting progress because you're trying to get over your chronic pain and it went from 60 to 20 or 10 or whatever. So again, you have got progress. But as I'm saying, if you're not kind of aware of these things, you might think, oh, I'm not getting progress because other people are telling me I'm not getting progress. So that's huge there, because on your journey for physical freedom or for anything else, there's going to be progress on both of these avenues. But if you only focus on objective progress like the mainstream is all about, you'll miss out on the subjective progress and you'll think things aren't working and you won't be able to track them as well. Because like for most weeks, whatever journey you're on, there should be objective or subjective progress every like 1 to 3 weeks. Okay, if, you know, some weeks, oh yeah, the weight's gone up, or And then other weeks, the weight isn't going up. But, oh, yeah, it's feeling a bit better. You know, with mobility, pain levels are very important. Only you can know that. That's what clients have to tell me once they learn this. Some weeks, yeah, your range of motion and stuff will be improving. Cool, that's objective. The pain mightn't change, though. And then on other weeks, like, the range of motion mightn't change, but the pain is changing. So that's why you need to be able to track both of them on your journey. And then going down to the final one, what's the most important? Because that's usually what I used to get asked is, okay, I understand that now. Yeah, that makes sense. I knew the objective one now. Yeah, okay, that subjective one makes sense. Which is more important? You tell me. And like, I thought about this myself. I have an answer. Every client I've asked gave me the same answer. You'll probably be the same once I run through it. Like, when you think of it, why do people come to me to get physical freedom? Is it so that they can do this great objective move like the splits? Or is it that the chronic pain that's plaguing them, that's stopping them playing with their kids or playing their sport, that goes away or it goes massively down so that they can return to their sport and just live their life without pain? That's the one they want. You know? So like, even running through all this with clients, it really opens their eyes that subjective progress is actually what they're coming to me for. Like, think of it. Let's say you have hip pain. Okay, you're coming to me with chronic hip pain and tightness. Would you rather, after, you know, 3, 6, 9 months, whatever it is, would you rather be able to do the splits, but you still have the chronic pain in your hips? Or your objective mobility hasn't improved at all. You can't do anything like the splits. You're nowhere near it, but your chronic hip pain is gone. And you're able to play soccer now and play with your kids. You know, crystal clear. Like, you just want to be able to do, you know, physical freedom. You want to be able to do the things that you want to do. You don't really care about the cool moves and stuff that we kind of think it's about from Instagram. Because I get that question before, like, oh, if I could do the splits, does that mean my pain will go forever? No, that is not the truth at all. I'll link the pain article to explain that one in the show notes. So there you go. That's the kind of ironic thing, is that we keep focusing on objective feedback, which is important, as I said, but the main one that you actually want in terms of physical freedom is the subjective feedback. And we don't even know about it or how to track it, which is, you know, that's ironic as well. Like, I could instantly put the parallel there to your career. Like, even my own example, climbing the ladders, like, oh, getting into a quote, great job in Facebook. Objectively, people think I'm smashing it. Oh, parents proud, yeah, cool. How was I feeling subjectively? Fucking dying inside. Like, I just wanted to do my own thing. You know, there you go. Like, and what was more important? The subject, how I'm feeling each day. Like, what's the point of me going into work unhappy, feeling like hiding behind a mask, not being myself, for the objective measure of money or status or whatever? You see what I mean? So that's why, like, this isn't just for physical freedom, but it's for everything in life. Like, you have your objective, you have your subjective. The world focuses on objective, but at least in my opinion, for most things, for the body, for my career, for all these things, the subjective feedback is what matters most to you, and we didn't even really know how to track it. Okay, so that's the snippet for today from that module on different ways to track the progress. I'll leave you then in the show notes with some other relevant resources there. So this is, you know, the topic on physical freedom, or sorry, the pillar of physical freedom. So if you're new to that, there's an article there, 3 Steps to Physical Freedom. That's the bigger picture that the healthcare route is missing and why you can't overcome it. So that's the thing you need to look at. All these bits are like inside of that big circle. So they're the big 3 steps that you need to be aware of. And then I've linked the pain one there as well. So what pain is and how to manage it. Because again, my journey going through the healthcare route in chronic pain injury for 10 years, what's the one thing I wanted to overcome? Pain. What's the one thing I was never taught? What pain actually is. You know, it's like, I want to learn maths and I go to a maths teacher and he doesn't even teach me addition and subtraction. So again, very detailed resource there on pain and what it is. There's information there that changed my life. You can have it for free. It's a 30-minute video that I made on pain science there. So then a few other things, like the 3 ways I can help you with the Physical Freedom one-to-one coaching program. This is about overcoming your chronic pain and injury, reaching your athletic potential. Then we have the Mental Freedom course. This is about cultivating deeper self-awareness than you've ever had before. And this is the key to changing the operating system running your life. So if you've heard the quote before, until you make the unconscious conscious, it runs your life and you'll call it fate. So basically, if you don't become more self-aware, the same patterns that are happening deep down in your subconscious that you aren't aware of, that's why you keep getting the same outcomes in your life. Okay, so this is where we go in and change that. And then the last one, the Lifestyle Design University. So this helps you avoid the biggest regret of humanity and design the life true to you. Because if you don't know the biggest regret of humanity, you know, I read this about 10 years ago. I wish I lived a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. there you go. And I was heading that way, hence why I came all the way here to live the life that I wanted. You can do the same. And it doesn't have to, like, it can be in the 9 to 5, it can be whatever. The whole design the life true to you, not to me, not to anyone else. We'll show you how to do it. And then if you want to follow me, contact me on anything, the main places, so Instagram, that's the one I'm most active on. You'll get me there. YouTube as well, a lot of informational videos there, educational videos, I should say there. LinkedIn and my email is also there too. Okay, so that's it. Don't settle, and we'll see you in the next one.